Are you scared by the word algebra? It's not as scary as it sounds. Algebra is just a continuation in your learning of math. What's great about it is that you get to study the unknown. In algebra, the unknown is usually represented by a letter, like X or Y. You've all seen it in math problems. So what's up with that X plus Y equals Z? And does it really even matter? When you solve for the unknown, it's just like solving a puzzle. All the pieces fit together, and then you have solved it. Algebra will help you look at problems so that you can solve them logically. You're probably already using algebra in your everyday life, and you don't even know it. Here's an example. If you are trying to compare two cell phone plans, you can set up an algebraic equation to help you figure out which one is better. Let's say that phone company A is charging you a flat fee of $10 per month and then 5 cents per minute. Phone company B is going to charge you $20 per month, but only 1 cent per minute. Which one is the better deal? It's easy to set up an equation in algebra to see which one offers you the better deal. In our first segment, we are going to study sine numbers. The study of algebra begins with sine numbers, the set of all positive and negative numbers. The numbers you are most familiar with are the positive numbers. The negative numbers are not as common, but they have many uses. Yeah.